Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says President Trump's latest executive order for new financial sanctions against Venezuela is intended to send a message to President Nicolas Maduro. VOA's Margaret Beshear reporting now from the UN in New York.
The sanctions forbid any dealings in new Venezuelan debt or equity and bar U.S. transactions with Maduro's government and with PDVSA, the state-owned oil company. Ambassador Haley told reporters that since the administration has not seen any progress on returning the country to democracy or an end to the suffering of the Venezuelan people, sanctions are necessary.
We are not going to tolerate the dictatorship he's trying to create, and we're not going to respect the sham assembly.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, was at the United Nations Friday to meet with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres about the situation. He told reporters afterwards that President Maduro has tried hard to have mutually respectful relations with President Trump and said Maduro would be sending Trump a letter soon. Margaret Beshear, VOA News, the United Nations.
Arreaza also reacted by saying the sanctions are the worst aggressions in Venezuela in the last 200 years. Eye of Hurricane Harvey has moved onshore along the Texas coastline that's here in the United States. It's less than 60 hours. Harvey has gone from being a tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane. Winds up to 250 kilometers per hour and 3-meter ocean surges happening right now. National Hurricane Center calling it a life-threatening storm. Harvey expected to pour nearly 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of Texas during the next 3 days. Last hurricane of this category to hit the Texas coast was 14 years ago. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says North Korea's early today fired several short-range projectiles that into the sea off the eastern coast of the country in the Gangwon province. The South Korean Office of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles flew in a northeasterly direction about 250 kilometers into the sea. Earlier, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said a ballistic missile may have been fired. They could not cite a source. The launch is the first by the North since it test-fired a missile on July 28 that could have been designed to reach 10,000 kilometers per hour, putting parts of the U.S. mainland within its reach. A man was shot in the center of Brussels after attacking soldiers. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has the story.
Belgian security on high alert after prosecutors say a man was fatally shot after he attacked two soldiers with a knife in Brussels on Friday. Officials say the man was shot at the scene and later died from his injuries while the soldiers were lightly wounded. The suspect was not identified, but a spokeswoman for prosecutors says he was a 30-year-old man who had shouted "God is great" in Arabic during the attack. The city has been under heightened security ever since the militant attacks in Paris and Brussels in 2015 and 2016. This latest attack putting the city once again on edge.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Somali and U.S. military officials are investigating the results of an operation conducted in southern Somalia amid confusion over whether the attack killed civilians or Al-Shabaab militants. U.S. Africa Command said in a statement it's aware of the civilian casualty allegations and are taking it seriously. Somali government initially said 8 Al-Shabaab fighters were killed at a farm in a joint operation by the Somali National Army and its international partners. The governor of the Lower Shabelle region took exception. He said, "I can confirm these people were not Al-Shabaab and they were not violent, but innocent farmers that were killed in their farms for no reason." Mohammed also said 10 civilians, including children, were killed in the operation. Government security forces in the Philippine city of Marawi have been fighting off the past 3 months to rout militants suspected of ties to the Islamic State in the region. Number of IS affiliates from Indonesia have reportedly crossed into the Philippines in support of local militants who are fighting against the Philippine military in Marawi. Analysts say IS militants, as they lose ground in Syria and Iraq, are turning to expansion in Southeast Asia. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.